You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Over the weekend, a lot of fun, some hiking, a lot of great food. I got to tell you, the one thing that happened this weekend that has kind of stuck with me is we did a little Friday adventure to a place we have not been to before to grab a bite. Sat at the bar, which is what we like to do. And there was a gentleman sitting to our right when we walked in, because we got there pretty early. It was like 4:45 or something. And there was a gentleman sitting there at the end of the bar, and he was an elderly gentleman, dressed to the nines. I mean, the suit,
classy.
The tie. The perfect knot to the tie, sitting there. And he had a small little like leather-bound journal, and he was writing in it. And we must have been there 20 minutes. Not a word was spoken between us and that gentleman. And then finally, I just, my curiosity got the better. I couldn't help it. I had to ask. I said, excuse me. I said, I'm sorry. This could be a very personal question. You don't have to answer, but what the hell are you writing? I got to know, because you know me. I like to go, when I go by myself to a bar like that, I'll bring my laptop and I'll do some work and I'll do some writing. But this guy had this leather-bound journal, and by hand he's writing all this stuff. And he would stop for a few moments, and he would kind of look pensively into the air, and then he'd lean back down again. And so we struck up a conversation that, Jeremy, probably had to last 20, 25 minutes.
Okay.
About just first of all that his little journal is mostly thoughts.
Grocery list.
No, he writes some poetry. He did haiku about things that were going on. And the more we talked about him and found out about him, he was originally from Hawaii. He was born and raised in Hawaii. But here's what got me. His father was a survivor of the attack at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, wow.
He was on one of the ships.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Yes. And, I mean, you know, I just immediately sparked my curiosity, and we had a long conversation about that, and he would tell us what his father had told him about that morning, that, you know, dreaded morning, a Sunday morning in December of 1941, and it was just fascinating to hear the talk.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll say,
why was he so dressed up?
I didn't ask him that. I get the feeling that that's just his way.
That's his style.
He's retired from two different careers, and, you know, he was a regular, it turns out, at this restaurant. It was a pretty nice restaurant, and they all knew him by name. And my guess is that he would come in two or three times a month, sit in his regular spot there at the bar, get his notebook out, write his haiku and stuff like that. And, you know, I've said it before in the show, I'll say it again. If you get an opportunity to strike up a conversation with a stranger who is an elderly person, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the conversation, I guarantee you, is going to be five times more interesting.
Sure. They got stories, man.
They got stories for days.
Yeah.
And it just kind of made, it was a great way to start the weekend.
Yeah. That's really neat. That's really cool.
Plus the food was out of
this you saw
world.
That picture of that lava cake you sent me. I'd write a story about that.
Yeah, I could do a haiku on that cake.
Yum.
Let me see. This cake is so good. All right, that's five. I put it in my big mouth. That's seven. And then you got to do five more, right?
Oh, God.
I'm sure I will return. That's my haiku about the cake. This is on the
I love
top
it.
Of my head. What about your weekend?
Oh, dude, our weekend was just jam-packed. I was talking to Josh, our producer, on Friday before we left, and I was like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like my weekend's over before it even starts, because there were so many dots on our calendar from football practices to football games to taking the kids over to a fall festival by our house to let them pick out some pumpkins and various gourds to decorate in the house. And they had one of those big pumpkin competitions out there where the farmers come in with their giant 1,600-pound pumpkins for the big pumpkin way-off, you know, where they basically dedicate their lives to growing these giant pumpkins. And then at 3 o'clock during the festival, they bring a crane out and lift all the pumpkins way into the air and then smash them. They drop them and they just make a giant mess.
That's fun.
So we did that. I had to have a bunch of trim replaced on my house, so I've been out painting quite a bit. And I teased a little bit ago that I broke a bunch of OSHA rules because some of the trim was up way up high on our second story. And I was like, how in the world am I going to get to that? So, of course, you know, I'm a problem solver, Dom, and I backed up America's pickup into the driveway and proceeded to put the ladder in the back of the pickup truck and then raise it all the way up to the second story while my dad was at the bottom, you know, holding the ladder, and I shuffled my way up to the top and accomplished all of my painting.
Hooray!
I should have shot you some pictures. Actually, I might here in just a sec. I have a couple.
I thought you were going to tell me you took like a one of those folding ladder things and put it on a picnic table.
Right, and then put another ladder on top of that. And
put that, you know, put a couple of tubs of big plastic tubs and stretch the ladder.
It looked pretty. It looked a little shady having this thing sticking out of the back of the truck up to the roof, but we got it done. And then I got to tell you, we don't watch a lot of TV in the summer because we're out obviously doing stuff. But we finally sat down on Saturday night with a bottle of wine, just me and Sweet Knick Knack, dude, and we rolled through 5 episodes of Ted Lasso, and we're pretty well caught up. Season 2.
Let me ask you
what
something.
Is there, 7, 8? And see, I think we're almost done, but we went through
10.
I think we went through 5 at least.
Let me ask
we're
you.
Way behind.
So what are you thinking?
Loving it. We're loving it.
Were there not one or two episodes?
There was one in there that was a little, you know, whatever. But the one where they're covering up their jerseys and stuff. I was like, okay. But then
Did you do the Christmas one?
The Christmas one was fun, and then a couple after that. And I don't know. I'm enjoying it. It could be the bottle of wine that was, you know, making me smile a little bit more, too.
I feel
we're loving
like
it.
Season 2 of Lasso has been way up and way down. It's
really?
You just don't know what you're going to get. Yeah.
Yeah. We were pretty happy with it. You know, it's like midnight rolls around. We're like, one more? You want to do one more?
Yeah.
And then we have that conversation like, tomorrow's going to suck. Tomorrow's going to be the worst. I'm like, let's do it.
I stayed up super late last night watching Sunday Night Football. I watched the entire thing, which was exciting
as
hell. And we'll also talk about the Bronco game here in a little bit because talk about exciting.
I actually watched some of that.
You're kidding.
What?
Our team is unbeatable.
They're doing pretty good.